Nissan, Exxon, a Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Et deux lignes de téléphone est ouvert à 363-2-1-2-4. 363-2-1-2-4. 363-2-1-2-4, si t'as un compte, un comment, une question, comment tu dis un mot français ou en anglais, c'est tous des bons sujets pour share avec nous autres ce matin. C'est notre édition de La Tasse de Café. Comment ça va, Jim?
Hey, moi, ça va beaucoup bien. J'étais excité pour donner les nouvelles du temps ce matin.
C'est des bonnes nouvelles.
C'est des bonnes nouvelles. Beau temps clair avec les températures réchauffées comparées avec ça c'était dernièrement. Ça se fait, ça va.
Tu crois qu'on est fini avec les glaces, Jim?
Oh, je suis pas certain de ça parce qu'on a déjà connu pour des temps bien frais dans le mois de mars, mais peut-être, oui, cross the fingers.
Cross the fingers, c'est temps, c'est temps.
Et soit qu'on ait le beau temps et puis on serait capable de faire du progrès dans les ouvrages de cour et jardin et tout ça, tu connais? Allons voir, on a un mot du jour aujourd'hui.
Oui, c'est temps.
Ah, allons voir. Avoir pas plus d'idées qu'un trio soco.
I've heard that one before.
Not have more sense than a saw and a muscadine patch. Pas plus d'idées qu'un trio soco. Et ça, une expression locale qui vient de le livre Tonnerre mes chiens, Amanda Lafleur.
And speaking of Amanda, Jim, you told me that you had a chance to talk with her and she's working on a new book.
Right. I don't know when the publication date will be, but she's collaborating with a new book having to do with the Cajun language, le français.
Maybe one of these days
Cajun and Creole.
And you told me sometimes she, in her commute to LSU that she kind of tunes in to the KVTI.
Right.
So maybe one of these days we can get her to give us a call. Jim.
Absolument. All right. Ça se fait, naturellement, on vous invite d'appeler 363-2-1-2-4.
Calls,
oh, we've got some calls already. All right, on va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Jim and Mark.
Oui, ben bonjour, Amen.
Bon, à quelle heure t'as changé ta moumette ce matin?
Ben, moi, je connais pas, mais ordinairement, 5h30 du matin, c'est ça le temps que ça check le thermomètre. Pourquoi?
À 6h, ben, there is 41.
Ça fait 41. Alors, c'est tout le temps plus frais là-bas.
C'est
là-bas dans la campagne, le vent de nord, je pense, passe plus frais là-bas.
Oui, ça c'est bien,
ouais. Oui, il y a une différence, ordinairement, il y a une différence d'à peu près 2 degrés ici, dans la ville plate, comparé avec dans la campagne.
Oui,
yeah. Ça fait, toi, t'as mesuré 41 ce matin.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
No rain.
All right, no rain, that's right. Thank you. OK, un autre phone call, on va dire bonjour, là, qui c'est qui parle?
Keith Fontenot.
Keith Fontenot, the icon of Bill Platt, and celebrating a birthday, 55, and he's in jive. When was it? Monday, the birthday, huh, Keith?
Yes, sir.
And you've been shining shoes for how many years?
40 years.
40 Ooh. Years. You started off when you was 15 years old, huh?
Right.
All right. Well, we're so glad to hear that. And you've met a lot of celebrities over the years, huh?
Yes, a lot. And I like to tell all my friends hello at the fish stand.
All right, very good. We appreciate that special message.
No kidding, Jim.
All right, Keith. I can hear some background. You're calling from the barbershop, are you?
I'm at Allen's Barbershop.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, very good. You can see Keith at Doucette, and he goes to Allen's, and I'll tell you what, Keith gets around.
He gets around.
All right.
So happy birthday to Keith.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. We've got, I wanted to mention, you and Charlie were talking about Les Bonnes Nouvelles.
Yes.
Et puis, c'est la première, le couvert, il y avait le portrait de le Buckhorn Bar, or Buckhorn Saloon, comme c'était connu. Et c'est un portrait qui avait été fait en 1950. Et il y a une assemblée des hommes autour de la barre, là, sur le couvert, là. Et un qu'on avait reconnu, c'était mon parrain. C'était Pete, qui était assis sur le stool à la gauche. And of course, y'all discussed the Buckhorn story and the Bonne Nouvelle last Friday. And, And Gary mentioned that his wife, Lynn, I think, had written that story.
Great story, Jeff.
And complete with some pictures and so forth. And, of course, I can speak from personal experience. There was some rooms to rent upstairs on the second floor, and then there was also some rent house in the back. Et puis, bon, quand j'étais petit garçon, j'allais au show, le plâtre était pas loin à côté, là. Et là, j'allais à la veille, c'est mon oncle, c'est Pete et Marie. J'allais à la veille, là. Ça, c'est, je me rappelle. Et là, quand tu ouvrais la porte du balcon, le coup, ça poussait l'odeur, ça sentait la bière. Quand tu rentrais là. Mais j'étais bien jeune, tu connais, mais, je me rappelle bien de ça, quand même. Qui d'autre en avait ici?
Un
phone call? All right. Et, of course, ça, c'est en connexion avec une histoire sur la famille de Alexis et Harold Fontenot et compagnie. Et Miss Irene, naturellement. All right. On va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle? You're on the air.
Oh, I think they gave up, Jim. All right. They didn't want you on the air.
Probably so. Okay. Ça, c'est on va. Qui d'autre? T'as pris des nouvelles? Oh, yeah, Mark. Okay, before I forget. Yesterday was Square Root Day.
Square Root?
Ever heard that expression, Square Root Day?
Square Root.
Uh-huh.
Like in math?
If you look at the calendar, it was 03-03-09. What's the square root of 9?
3.
So it was Square Root Day. So when would be the next Square Root Day?
True, Square Root.
April 4th of 2016, and then maybe somebody can call in when the next one after that would be. It doesn't come very often.
On a
not phone call, on va dire bonjour, like Sticky Paul.
Hello?
Hello, Stephen?
Yes, sir. Y'all heard the news about Paul Harvey dying?
Yes, sir. We had it on the air here at KVPI.
Yes, sir. I listened to him for a long time.
Uh-huh.
He was a very intelligent man. I love to hear his commentary.
All right, yes. Certainly, we all admired Paul Harvey, and he was on the air up until the last couple of weeks. So he was on the air until he hit 90 years old, just before his death.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, 363-21. Seemed like he used to have a TV show, a TV commentary, Jim. Do you remember that?
I don't recall.
Seemed like Channel 10 used to have like a little news commentary.
It's possible, but I know he was on ABC
for forever.
50 years or more, you know?
Yep.
And since way, way back, we listened to the noon report. And then, of course, the rest of the story later on.
That was some great stories.
Uh-huh.
I think it was his son that had written up those rest of the story.
Possibly so, and his son, of course, was substituting for him. Paul Harvey Jr. substituted quite often when Paul Sr. was not able to do the show.
And, Jim, we also want to say that we might be having at least one listener in Australia this morning, huh?
Oh, yes. Tell us about it, Mark.
Well, let's see, some of our faithful listeners, and that is Dean and Becky Buller, are visiting some friends in, down under in Australia, and I think they're over there now. Huh?
They should have been there by now, yes.
And they promised us that they would be trying to pick us up on the web, so hello to Becky and Gene.
And
give us an email, or if you want, and their host in Australia, if you want to give us a very long distance call or send us an email, let us know that you're listening.
Maybe email. there's supposed to be lots of activity down there. On va parler à ça, s'il y a personne sur la ligne, on va parler pour le Orego's Food Lane. Écoute, quand ça vient temps pour acheter des grosseries, mes amis, soyez sûrs de venir et visiter avec Chad et Yvette Fontenot, notre staff, au Orego's Food Lane 209 Northeast Railroad Avenue. Ça, c'est au long du chemin de fer, entre Maine et LaSalle, et je vais dire quoi. Tu vas jamais trouver du plus vaillant monde pour vous servir, et tout ça que tu peux demander pour dans la viande, mes amis, fraîche et salée, boucanée, et toutes sortes de bonnes choses, ils sont prêts à vous offrir. Ils ont les specials dans la viande, les specials de 10 livres, 20 livres, 50 livres, enfin, comme tu veux, et puis là, je vais dire quoi. Tu peux pas battre leur boudin. Oh, tu parles de quelque chose qui est délicieux, et les fromages de tête de cochon, et leurs saucisses, et tasseaux, et toutes sortes de choses comme ça. Ça se fait, soyez sûr de faire une habitude de venir au Oregon Foodland, il est content d'accepter les cartes de gouvernement et tes debit cards, credit cards et tout ça. Oregon Foodland, 209 Northeast Railroad, numéro de phone, 363-5384, 363-5384, for Oregon Foodland.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Mark, en parlant de ça, je crois que le monde, peut-être, ça est mieux quand... spécialement ces gens qui préparent du manger, ça est mieux quand c'est toi et Charlie, c'est le vendredi, parce que deux vendredis suivants, vous avez eu toutes sortes de bonnes choses à manger, et il n'y en a pas sur le mercredi, ça se fait...
Mais qui avait ça?
C'est quelque sorte d'affaire.
Well, I think we're supposed to have a recount, Jim, on our cook-off, and we're going to try to have that recount right here on Wednesday.
Oh, well, it's just keep on going on Friday.
For the pampadji.
Oui, je crois, vous avez eu jusqu'à du boudin écrevisse vendredi passé.
C'est pas croyable, tout le monde mangeait.
Oh, voilà. Mes amis, c'est dur de rester sur le régime, hein, quand t'as des affaires du choix comme ça. All right.
It was today, Jim, in 2002, the little town of Vetter in Germany reported that civil servants were allowed to sleep for 20 minutes right after lunch, worked more efficiently and effectively. So 22% of the German population take a little nap after lunch, and they worked more effectively and more efficiently than those who did not take and tisson.
All right. Mais comment tu crois?
What do you think of that, Jim?
And that was a workplace, is that?
Right.
All right. Ça fait, à l'ouvrage, ça a déclaré que tu pouvais prendre un somme après dîner le midi, mais je me rappelle quand des années passées, on était dans le clos, mais après dîner, on avait à peu près 20 minutes pour se reposer. On était couché par terre à plat sur le plancher et se reposer là pour quelques minutes. Et là, aller mettre le chapeau de paille, aller au clos encore. Ouh, Lord, ça c'est good old days, hein? Bon travail dur, ouais.
Mm-hmm.
OK, allons voir, Esther, s'il n'y a personne sur la ligne.
No,
we're doing. 363-2124. Did we get any, we got all the answers last Wednesday? I don't remember, Mark, if there was any question that remained unsaid or unanswered. Et le café, j'ai senti le café. 5 minutes passées, je pourrais être on préfère le café. Mais allons parler pour Gervis O'Connor au Gervis Upholstery Shop. Et je vais dire quoi, mes amis, c'est à votre avantage d'aller au Gervis Upholstery Shop si vous avez besoin de faire un couvert, le sofa, la chaise, le recliner, la berceuse, n'importe quoi qui a besoin d'être couvert dans la fourniture, ou pour votre coussin, votre cushions sur les four-wheelers ou golf cart et les seat covers et différentes choses comme ça, n'oubliez pas. Gervis, après le couvert, ces articles, la fourniture et tout ça, il y a loin plus que 40 ans. Il est toujours à préférer la bonne ouvrage, la belle ouvrage, quelque chose qui va vous satisfaire et que vous serez fier de montrer à les voisins, la famille, les amis. 614 la rue East LaSalle, droite ici à la Ville-Plate, en croisant Tate Grove Road. C'est bien les trouver. Et puis, il est pareil pour vous. Montrer les livres des samples, vous pouvez choisir la couleur, le patron, l'étoffe que vous voulez, le vinyl, et là, il peut vous faire une estimation. Le numéro de phone pour appeler, et s'il vous plaît, remarque ça à la main, en quelque place, 363-70NN, 363-7011, et dis à Gervis, bonjour pour les autres. OK?
Another research, Jim, men, and this is a research we got off of the Internet. Men who hug and kiss their wives before going to work every morning live 5 years longer than men who don't hug and kiss their wives goodbye every day.
Well, how about
that? Can't you call this out, Jim? And listen, and those men who kiss and hug their wives have fewer car accidents.
Well, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like one of those impossible questions that you'll have from every day. And, oh, by the way, that impossible question of yesterday, was it that more people sleep on their back, on their stomach, or on their side?
On their side.
Well, yes. That's very good. That's what I would have said anyway, you know. You can't stay on your back very long, at least I can't.
And on call.
And on phone call, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air. Oui, go ahead, Mr. Hébert.
Oui, for Jim.
Oui. Oui, je me rappelle, vous étiez venu ici avec votre fille quelques mois passés.
Oui, Ouais. Dans ces quelques années passées, j'ai toujours parlé. C'est vrai que moi, j'ai des dents, mais c'est venu de ça, maman.
Comment?
Il y a dans ces quelques années passées, c'était venu de ce moment où j'ai des dents pour Radio Carbon Black.
Pour aller au Radio Carbon Black?
Ouais. Au des dents.
Ben, je me rappelais pas qu'il y avait assez de dents autour du Corbin Black, vous voyez?
Ouais,
je
me rappelais pas là, et moi, je vais pour la ville, c'était là où c'est les dents. Toi, et ta maman arrivée, dans ce temps-là, tu étais plus jeune que tu as fait vraiment aussi. Et ta maman dit qu'elle t'avait emmené là, et a dit c'était toi, a dit qui donnait les nouvelles pour la ville. J'ai dit, ouais, mais c'est des fois, je mentis. Moi,
je me rappelle
toujours de ça.
Ouais. Ben, merci bien pour renouveler la mémoire de ça, M. Hébert.
OK, thank
All
you,
right. Bye. Bye-bye.
363-2124, 363-2124, les lignes de téléphone ouvertes, on call, mes amis.
All right, et tant on espère pour une autre phone call, on va parler pour le Fontenot Physical Therapy. Ça, c'est Tim et Susie Fontenot. Tim Fontenot Physical Therapy, Jack Miller Road, juste dépassé l'hôpital ici à la Ville-Plate, et Tim est tout le temps prêt pour vous recevoir. Son numéro de phone est 363-0095, là sur le bord du ouest de la ville, au Vidrine Medical Clinic, highway numéro 10 à Vidrine, Susie Fontenot, au Fontenot Physical Therapy West, numéro de phone 506-3510. Peut-être c'était un accident, t'as eu une maladie ou une opération. Docteur te dit t'as besoin de physical therapy. S'il vous plaît, garde bien l'idée, vous avez le droit de choisir et nommer Fontenot Physical Therapy ou Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Vous serez bien soigné et vous êtes gagnant quand vous êtes soigné par Fontenot Physical Therapy et Fontenot Physical Therapy West. All right?
Et on a pré-gardé pour un autre phone call, Jim. Ça semble comme c'est doucement ce matin.
Doucement, mais je suis sûr qu'il y a quelqu'un, on avait commencé avec le compte pour Buckhorn Bar et les business dans le Team Mexico les années passées. Il y avait plein de places pour boire, avoir des rafraîchissements, je vais dire. Ça, c'était sur la grande rue.
Where did that term Little Mexico come from, Jim?
That's a good question. Maybe somebody's got a theory on that. Possibly because it was kind of like going to Mexico, you know, as far as places of entertainment and so forth were. But anyhow, maybe somebody's got a theory on that and can call us 363-2124. Mais il y avait plein de places pour quelqu'un n'aurait pas eu soif quand ça visitait dans cette section de la ville plate. Mais ça nous amène en idée à ce que des noms de places de business des années passées. Tu connais les places sur dans la ville plate, par exemple des années passées, le monde allait à les boutiques je me rappelle en venant en Beauguet à la ville plate, tu connais, et on appelait en amarré dessus le gros chêne en droite collé après G. Hardwin Company. C'est Guillaume, ça, les vieux disaient, on va laisser Guillaume acheter la source qu'on a besoin, parce que là il y avait du lin, du hardware, des appliances, les grosseries, tout ça que tu avais besoin. Mais là, il y avait d'autres places de business aussi, comme c'est Buller's, ça dit, on va laisser Hillary Buller, et ça c'était un autre. Là, il y avait, peut-être il y a quelqu'un qui peut nous appeler, nommer quelques-uns de ces business qui étaient bien populaires, pas seulement dans la ville plate, mais dans la campagne aussi, il y avait un tas de boutiques de campagne.
363-2124.
All right, et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim, this is George Thacker.
Yes, go ahead.
Mendo Friendly Boy?
I remember the name. I remember the name, George.
How about the Moulin Rouge?
Yeah, that's another name that was familiar, huh?
Hey, Cleve Resort had that place, and Gus Gilbert had it right after there.
Where was that located at?
And that's where the finance company is. Scared the finance? Yeah, American Finance owner, that's where the Moulin Rouge used to be.
Oh, right. So that used to be the Moulin Rouge, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Friendly Boy is, let's see, I think it's some kind of repair shop. So I don't know that.
Yeah, all those places are gone.
The old
Uh-huh. Right, on the, that was
the old. And what about the old Genji unit?
How's that?
The old Genji unit tore down?
It's gone. It's just an empty lot now. I don't know, but it's just a vacant lot now.
Yeah, because Gary left the Moorhead Rule, he went across the road to the Elbow Lounge.
Uh-huh. All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 363-2124. Phone lines are back open. I had never heard of the Moulin Rouge. I've heard of the Moulin Rouge. There was a big place in Lake Charles, but I didn't know they had one
right.
here.
And I think there were several places named Moulin Rouge, you know. But anyhow, 363-2124 is the phone number. If you'd like to contribute to the conversation about old-time business places in the area, and I'm talking about, you know, stores, whatever kind of stores, there were a lot of them years and years ago. Okay. Et qui d'autre? Ça, c'est un espoir d'avoir de la nouvelle marchandise pour annoncer ici là où tu vas parler avec.
On va parler avec lui un petit peu plus tard.
Un petit peu plus tard. Ok, bien, on va.
Another call.
Another call? Ok, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hill.
Hill. Oh, Hill, bonjour.
Oh, c'est bon.
Oui, c'est beaucoup beau.
Mon vieux oncle, this is the one in boutique sur Main Street, Madame Alonzo.
Ah, Monsieur Alonzo Hill, Hill's Market and Grocery. Oui, on avait eu le plaisir d'annoncer son advertisement pour beaucoup des années.
Ça, c'est un caractère.
Uh-huh. And
il avait la bonne viande.
Oui, oh, c'est bien vrai. Je peux-tu voir, Monsieur Alonzo, il avait une tête pleine de cheveux blancs.
Ça, c'est le trademark de Hill, ça.
Ah, ça, c'est bien, oui, quand tu considères que Hill a une tête, une pleine tête de cheveux blancs.
Une tête tone blanche,
jeune. Ouais. Ouais, on ne va pas dire que tu es vieux, ça, c'est toi, ta tête, que tu es vieux blanc.
Mais
tu vois
comment c'est tourné gris, je pense, on a tous 18-19 ans.
Comment tu crois, hein?
C'est pas blanc, mais c'est des cheveux gris, tu
vois. Si je fais pas erreur, Hill, c'est Floyd Dupré avait commencé dans le business. Il avait acheté la place à M. Hill. Hein?
Exactement.
Et là, lui, là, il grandit ses business jusqu'à deux locations. Mais je crois, Astor, il est retired de business de grocery il y a un bout de temps.
Hein? Oh, ouais, je crois
il a les années.
Arizona, quelque part.
Floyd, je connais Breschin. Herbert Dupré est dans Arizona.
Breschin,
oui. Exactement, monsieur. Herbert Dupré, Breschin, c'est un résident de Arizona. Il revient toujours à la ville plate, souvent.
Je voulais remind, parce que l'État du monde, on s'en croyait que c'était la meilleure viande dans la ville, pour un bout de temps, tu
vois. Oh, mais oui, je me rappelle beaucoup bien sûr des nouvelles de 7h30 en annonçant par Hills Market and Grocery.
Exactement.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Hillary. Bye-bye. Okay, on va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, this is Rooney Mott.
Yes, Rooney.
Avec Fitz Store.
Oui, uh-huh.
Et il y avait Fred Fufu's Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Je me rappelle plus le nom. It was
Frank Fontenot's meat market.
Il y avait Le Corail. It was right across from the restaurant where my uncle had a restaurant and a cab.
All right, who was that?
My uncle, Delain Fontenot.
Oh, Delain. Oui, Delain courait le taxi cab et là, il avait un restaurant.
Oui, il était in the cart, et là, upstairs, it was across from Le Corail, and he had, at the time, he had rooms upstairs too. And uh-huh. He lived in the back, him and his family.
Uh-huh.
In the back. It was Brothers in French Supermarket.
Oh oui, cool. Ça, c'est tout des places on avait dit d'advertise souvent pour.
Well, good day to you all.
Thank you, Rooney.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yeah, Jacob Gary.
Hey, Jacob, good morning.
Hey, I was just listening to the Buckhorn Saloon.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother lived in that little house in back of the Buckhorn.
No kidding.
That was back in, I guess about the mid-40s. We used to come to town on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
And we'd come visiting, the whole family was
uh-huh.
there. Next to the Buckhorn was the Tate Theater.
The Tate, uh-huh.
It is. The Brad was never there. It was the Tate.
Right.
And when they moved out, that's when they opened the Moulin Rouge. It was the Rennie McDaniel that opened that.
Uh-huh. Rennie McDaniel Sr.
Right. And then Mr. Dillon had a little place there also. There was another little small bar inside of that old Tate Theater. After they abandoned the Tate Theater and they made a hotel. And there was a restaurant downstairs and a saloon there also.
Uh-huh.
And next door was Mr. Groez, the shoe shop man.
Edward Lafleur.
Right. And then there was the building still there. A mechanic shop and an oldsmobile place was there at one time.
Uh-huh.
Then they had the friendly bar and friendly cafe.
Yeah.
Then they had Mr. Latour had a jewelry store there.
Mr. Arthur Latour, jewelry.
Right. And then they had, I believe it was Johnny's Steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
Then they had a rooming house there also.
So there was a lot of activity going on in that section of town.
That's where the first flat was. The flat was probably on this side of Duke's Lounge.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a bowling alley there at one time, too.
A bowling alley?
Yeah, that was before my time, the bowling alley on Main Street, but I've heard of it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Well, we sure appreciate the information, Jacob. And there was a... The Platt was on that side. And of course, when you mentioned the Taint, it reminded me that the Bailey Theater, of course, was a very popular place for years.
That was about the first theater I remember in Ville Platte.
Uh-huh.
There was a certain amusement company owned that place.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. the man that would run it, they called him Q-Ball.
Mr. Clay.
Yeah, Mr. Clay. Correct.
Oh, yes, we can remember Mr. Clay.
Yeah.
And of course, in those days, people better behave in the theater because they had somebody walking up and down the aisles with a flashlight.
They'd throw you out right now.
Huh?
They'd throw you out right now.
Oh, yeah, if you misbehaved in there, you know. They had the flashlight going up and down the aisles. Brings back a lot of memories, Jake.
Yeah, it sure does.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye now.
And I'll call him.
On va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
It is Frank.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
You remember Kennedy DeVille for the cotton field, used to read the cotton in Grand Fobo to our grandparents?
Wait, who was that?
Kennedy DeVille.
Oh, Mr. Tally DeVille?
Used to read the cotton, the second cotton.
Over in Grand Prairie?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So it's really loud and still up in the stand. My grandmother used to say it's loud. It's still up. It still looks like a little house sitting on the porch.
Uh-huh. Well, how about that? You have the memory of the DeVilles in Grand Prairie.
Yeah, the one used to be our second cotton is.
Uh-huh.
So my name is Phyllis Spring. I was married by two care of Frank, but that's Spring. Okay, Spring was my daddy.
I see.
Okay, Freeman from Grand Prairie.
Uh-huh.
That was my daddy.
That was Miss Allen, Sr.?
Oakley Freeman.
Oakley Freeman. Okay.
I lost Freeman from Grand Prairie, Fogo.
Uh-huh.
That was my uncle. That was my daddy's brother.
Okay, all right.
My grandmother used to say that.
All right, thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
And I'll call again.
Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Elena.
Yes, Elena.
I could the rooming house that Jacob saw de mentionner, j'avais mentionné ça quelques semaines passées.
Uh-huh.
Ça, c'est le rooming house à Madame Arcade Manuel.
All right, Madame Arcade Manuel.
You remember that rooming house?
Not really.
She rented rooms there, too, where most of the time it was full.
Uh-huh.
And I believe her family lived there. Ça, c'était... Moi, je crois que c'était le moment...
Okay, Madame Arcade Manuel.
Well, Jermaine, at your end of the road over there. But anyhow, another thing I want to tell you, that I just read on the paper where Boudreaux was not taught of the spelling bee.
He was?
Yeah, he was. Parce qu'il a confused. Parce qu'ils ont callé Mississippi, il n'a pas pu comprendre si c'était Mississippi State ou Mississippi River.
Oh.
Il a manqué l'affaire. Okay.
Comment tu crois? C'est misérable.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
You
have a good day.
All right. Very well.
And I called him.
Okay, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Jim.
Yes.
C'est Johnny.
Uh-huh.
Je connais Tich Tien pour une histoire de une vieille bâtisse de vieux ice house building. For the change paradigm building.
All right. la bâtisse de James Paradin est toujours là, et ainsi que pour savoir le sign est sur le top de la bâtisse. Et puis c'était M. Roland Veillon, le dernier, je crois, qui avait eu la bâtisse. Et là, of course, le vieux Ice House. Ça s'appelait ça la glacière à John la glace, hein?
Je sais pas.
Oui. Tu peux aller après ta glace là, et là, of course, ils ont vu les personnes qui délivraient de la glace les années passées aussi. Mais peut-être que quelqu'un peut les appeler, lui dire l'information sur ça. OK?
All right.
Wait, what about that building?
When it was first built.
Oh, okay. There's a sign. Well, this is the second building. And, of course, somebody in the family could call us and explain it. But there's a sign on the top of the building that says when it was built. That particular building, it has the year on the top. You can see it. It's still written up there.
Yeah, 1949.
I think so, uh-huh.
I was wondering if it was built as a bar or what?
As far as I know, it was always a store, but again, maybe somebody in the family can give us some information.
All right.
June, t'as bien entendu.
And I'm told, Jim.
Oh, le café après se faire passer. Merci, Becky. Boy, je vais dire quoi, si t'es rendu sec. Another call?
Yes, sir.
All right, et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, ça c'est Joe.
Uh-huh.
C'est Herbert Perraudin, ça met la boutique, là.
Herbert Perraudin?
Ouais.
Uh-huh.
Et l'autre, on a oublié de nommer, c'était Leclerc Shoe Shop, t'appelles Leclerc Shoe Shop?
Au nouveau Electric Shoe Shop, il y a un grand sale qui a pris aller ces jours ici, ça c'est Edward Leclerc.
Ouais, et là, le garage, c'était Laurent Lafleur, comme le garage.
Laurent Lafleur, hein?
Yeah. I remember that when Stoker ran in that for the car and freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shop on the...
That's right.
Garage à Laurent Lafleur.
Oui, alors vous avez un shop et là, c'était...
Et là, on a déménagé à la bande d'hôpital, On avait un bande d'hôpital à l'ancien Fernand-de-Ville.
Oh, ça, c'est le restaurant à Fernand-de-Ville?
Oui.
Uh-huh.
Et là, une autre affaire, Jim, ils ont pas parlé de... business, Gonzague, la paix de
Gonzague,
la
forge
de Gonzague,
non,
l'église.
Oui, Gonzague Latour,
de devant Sacred Heart. Oui, Henri Vivienne, et tous les autres.
Oui.
Je me rappelle quand on emmenait à la ville, le premier envoyé, c'était la boutique à M. Henri Vivienne.
Mais oui,
La deuxième grande boutique, c'était Chipstone.
À la droite, oui, Chipstone.
Là, Madame Veillon.
Oui, la boutique des Veillons, sur le coin.
Exactement.
Là, c'était un fruit stand.
Pascal, ah, ben, aussi.
La boutique à Pascal Vidrine.
Et là,
Là, il y avait M. M.J. Fontenot, Maurice Fontenot, shoe store.
Et quand il est allé en dedans, ça mesurait ton linge et tout comme il aurait fait quand elle est sortie.
Comment tu crois, hein?
Ah, ouais.
All right, ben merci, Joe.
OK, mec.
OK, bye-bye.
Somebody passed away that you remember very well, Jim, today. She died today in 1996, and we used to listen to her on the radio every Saturday night.
On Saturday night. Was her name Ophelia?
Yes. Her real name was Ophelia Cannon, and doggone it, I thought I had that little thing I was going to play for you. I'm going to pull it back up.
We'll give you a chance
here
to
it
pull
is.
It back up.
Here it is. This was her little slogan line, Jim. Let's see if I can play this for you.
Howdy! Preview.
I'm so proud to be here.
Yeah.
That was her standard opening line.
And she had that little price tag on her hat.
Uh-huh.
Minnie Pearl.
And she talked about her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. She was a great entertainer.
Minnie Pearl passed away.
And you know, she was a school teacher.
I didn't know that.
She was a school teacher, and she made a couple of guest appearances, and they liked her so much that she just became an institution.
Wow, she sure did.
Oh, so she passed away on this date in 1996.
Right, and I remember her on Hee Haw. Do you remember Hee Haw?
Oh, yeah, that was a great show. I love Hee Haw.
In fact, there's a channel... I don't know if it's available here on the local cable, but on satellite, it's called RFD, and they're playing all these old shows, and they have Hee Haw, and they're playing the old Porter Wagoner shows, and all these old, all these old country shows, and they brought back Hee Haw and all those old Hee Haw shows. It's good to see
those. What was it, the Junior Samples?
Junior Samples.
All right, very good.
All right, the phone lines are back open. Don't even use the phone call, mes amis.
3-6-3-2-1-2-4, 3-6-3-2-1-2-4. Si vous restez à côté de notre code, 3-3-7, 3-6-3-2-1-2-4. OK. Et on va parler pour Laverne's Insurance Agency. C'est une petite chance ici. Là, et, of course, on a fait parler de Melvin Laverne et Charlie Manuel. Ça, c'est du monde qui est content de vous recevoir et vous rencontrer, être capable de vous assister avec votre besoin d'assurance. Ça fait pas de différence. Quelle sorte d'assurance que tu as besoin, mes amis? Peut-être c'est pour un supplément que tu veux. Peut-être c'est pour de l'assurance de santé, de l'assurance d'hôpital, l'assurance de vie. Et les assurances pour les automobiles, naturellement, et pour la maison, pour la fourniture dans la maison, pour ton mobile home, l'assurance pour ta place de business. Il est capable de vous fournir toutes les qualités d'assurance que vous voulez. Ils sont une agence indépendante. Ils ne sont pas connectés avec juste une compagnie, mais ils sont différents de compagnies. Comme ça, ils peuvent vous mettre avec les meilleurs pour savoir votre besoin. Ça serait un autre des avantages de deal avec Laverne's Insurance Agency. Ils sont bien à la main, juste à côté de Main Street, là, plus près, si on veut parler du French Supermarket, ça n'a rien du vieux French Supermarket qui est plus là, mais c'est le coin, il y a eu la banque drive-in de la banque évangéline, et, of course, collé après Susan's on Court, right? Ça se fait, c'est bien aisé à trouver, la rue de la Maison de Cour, Laverne's Insurance Agency, numéro de phone, 363-3292. Et si vous n'êtes pas capable de venir à l'office, appelez, ils vont être contents de venir chez vous, et vous servir en anglais ou en français, comme vous voulez. 363-3292 pour Laverne's Insurance Agency, 118 Court Street, La Ville Platte.
You know, Jim, we're talking about all these old locations in Ville Platte, but you mentioned in Community Calendar, on our What's Happening program, à 12h30 après-midi, on va charrer avec Larry Ollier, who was born and raised in the Mamou area, and he's going to reminisce about all the old businesses in the Mamou area from 12:30 to 1. So it should be a lot of fun, Jim.
All right. Very good.
When I not call.
When I not phone call, on va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, this is Terrain.
Uh-huh.
You talked about the stores and the merchants in the country.
Yes.
They used to have these merchants in the country, and the ones who owned the stores were the big landowners.
Uh-huh.
What they did was the people who formed the tenants would charge their groceries all year, uh-huh, or whatever feed they needed to eat or whatever. And then at the end of the year when they take in the crops, they go settle their bills. And there's an old saying that goes this way. How true? I don't know. But you know, that when you see smoke, that's usually fire. They said that, that usually you just about paid the whole bill.
Uh-huh.
Have to stay there until form another year.
Uh-huh.
Pay off the bill.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they...
That was called the expression in French, I believe, was régler, on va régler à la fin de l'année.
Régler les affaires au bout de l'année, ramasser les cotons et tout
ça. Right, when you sell your crop, you have to settle with the landowner. Uh-huh.
Landowner, and, you know, but they're always just about paying it all off.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Tennessee Ernie Ford song of the company store, you know.
Yes, they had one over there in Fogo area,
the model of Fleur. That's
right. I don't know where it is, but I've heard, and I don't know the man, so...
Yeah. And then Mr. Henri Vidrin
on the corner.
Right.
He had a big thing there, and then he built that red brick building, and that's
modernizing. Yeah.
Or the 50s, maybe?
Probably so,
Anyway, they had a lot of these stores out the country.
There was Jermaine Vallier on the line and bringing that up. I remember one man who's passed on now, but this is years ago, when he'd go to settle with the boss, and it would come out, like you said, there, not quite enough or just barely enough to pay off that year's charge accounts. Et il disait,
zéro et zéro, c'est toujours zéro. So that's what he would come up with at the end of the year.
Zéro.
Uh-huh, c'est zéro. Thank you a lot for calling.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Not calling.
Okay, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Ruby Rousseau.
Yes, Miss Ruby, go ahead.
I wanted to, I guess, probably all covered now because of there were calls before I could get on. But Mr. beginning on the east side, there was Mr. Henry B. Green's store at the Evangeline Home Health is. And they built that home in the late 30s, I guess.
In the 30s.
And then they built the store, the brick store in the back. And then, excuse me, I have something in my throat. Then going towards town, that was Mr. Oscar LaFleur's store on the corner of Chatania. And Mr. Cleveland Vaillon. Across from there. Then there was Mr. Albert LaFleur's store on one side. Then there was the Moise Swallow across from there. Then there was Mr. Willie Sparno's store. Next to Mr. Albert LaFleur's store, and then there was the jewelry shop, Mr. Arthur Latour's jewelry shop. And then the Corays had the rest of the block. Little Mexico name came from because there were so many little buildings grouped together. There were saloons and there were stores and restaurants and hotels and small businesses, you know, all grouped together.
All individually owned businesses in that section.
Yeah, then was my father and uncle's garage. That was right next to Mrs. Alcott's grooming house.
And they were, your father and your uncle were?
Melvin Fontenot and Cliff Buller.
Oh yeah, okay. I remember you and Maynard had written about that.
We wrote about it in 1938. The year 1938 we started. And we wrote on both sides of the street.
Yeah.
Miss Ruby, do you have any idea where the term Little Mexico came by? Where did it?
She just said that, huh?
Because of all the groups of all the little buildings, the little stores together.
And little cafes and all kinds of little buildings grouped together, following each other. And it was on this side of the railroad track.
And it was an attitude of kind of like laissez-faire, you know?
There was a lot of they were hanging around there all the time, you see.
Right. Well, we certainly appreciate the call, Miss Ruby.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
And I'll call Jim.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, this is Clyde Fontenot.
Yes, Clyde. Go ahead.
Listen, I have a story I can remember. As we were growing up, there were six children in the family, and my daddy would shop at Mr. Hilton's Shelf. Chef's Grocery, and Mr. Hilton and Miss Louise were very, very good to us. They carry my daddy and all the other farmers in the area on the books until the rice was sold. And at the end of the year, like you were saying a while ago, the farmers would all go pay their bills at the grocery store. Well, Mr. Shelf was so nice, at the end, every time my daddy, it would be around August or September, when he'd pay his bill, we'd get a big gallon of ice cream. Mr. Shelf would give that to us.
How about that? Well, that was a little lagniappe.
And it didn't go very far because there were six kids in the family. And that gallon of ice cream didn't go very far. But that was his token of appreciation for my daddy and all the farmers that he carried on the books for the whole year, you know. So I just want to share that with y'all.
Well, we certainly appreciate the story, Clyde. And speaking of the shelves, Ms. Shelf was on La Tasse last week again.
She's a regular. Good old lady. Mr. Shelf was a fine man.
Oh, yes. No doubt about it. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that story with us.
You're welcome.
Okay. La Halle de Vienne à Chef dans le temps.
Now, where was that located?
Chatania Road, just on the south side of Ville Platte. Okay. And, of course, we were advertising for some of those same locations, you know, just different names now.
Wow.
You know, like... there's, okay, where willows and also
Paul's?
Paul's was another location. And anyway, there was a lot of stores years ago all over the place, you know.
On a un autre call again?
Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Mr. Jim Swallow.
Yes.
I had a question about two stores in Del Pratt. Pete's jewelry store. I remember the old jewelry store, but I was just wondering, how long was it in operation? And of course, Florence Record Shop. I was told where it's at. It wasn't the original location. How long has it been where it's at?
Oh, well, EP Jewelry has closed many, many years ago. That was where Ace Hardware, one of the little buildings, the little business places where Ace Hardware is located.
Yeah, right. It was next to Ace, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And Mr. Milton Pete was the last proprietor of Pete Jewelry Store.
Yes, yeah, right. I got my graduation ring there when I graduated back in 86.
All right.
Uh-huh. And Floyd's.
Well, what about Floyd's?
I was told Mr. Floyd's building is not the original place.
Oh, no. Floyd's has had locations all over different places in town, Stephen. And the very first place was on the second floor of the Evangeline Bank building next to KBPI.
Oh, that was the original place? Well, how many years he's been where he's at?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but they celebrated their 50th anniversary a couple or 3 years ago.
In 2005, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, the phone lines are back open. Give us a call, 363-2124.
And while waiting for the next call, I'll parler pour Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Pas location pour mieux vous servir. Tous leurs customers, c'est ce que vous voyez, mes amis. Il y a une location qui est pas loin de chez vous. Venez voir Barry à Crowley. Charlie est dans la location à Jennings. Toddy à Marksville. Et la Morty dans Abbeville. Et Bordelon's Home Furnishing, c'est toujours un business de famille. Et puis, il est tout après travailler ensemble. Comme ça, il peut acheter en volume et vous vendre à des meilleurs prix aussi. Une grande sélection de fameux noms dans la fourniture, comme Lane, Ashley, Broyhill, Lazy Boy et beaucoup d'autres, que ce soit pour la chambre à coucher, pour le parloir, pour la salle à manger, dining room. Ils ont tout ça que tu peux demander pour. Et des quantités de recliners et des bons specials qui courent tout le temps. Ça se fait, soyez sûr de venir à le Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Ils mangent des fameux noms de matelas aussi, comme le Tempur-Pedic et Englander. Et, ça fait pas de différence quelle qualité que tu veux. Ils ont ça pour vous. Et content de délivrer aussi, ça se fait. Venez voir, les locations, n'oublie pas, Bordelon's Home Furnishings est le nom. Les locations à Crowley, Abbeville, Jennings et Marksville. Charlie and Company. Okay. All right. On va voir pour d'autres phone calls. Et puis d'après ça, on va parler pour d'autres sponsors. This is notre programme. Un autre phone call. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, this is Leroy Olivier.
Leroy Olivier from Lontopie.
It's 57 years Saturday. I'm in stupidness.
57 years Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Happy
anniversary. Les affaires ont changé, hein, Leroy, depuis
qu'on a fait ça. It'll keep on changing as the world goes round and round. It's going to keep on changing.
C'est pas tout le temps pour la meilleur avantage dans les changements qu'il y en a prévoir qui prend place.
That's what he talked a while ago about Chuck giving ice cream to his customers when they pay their bill.
Yeah.
I got about 35 customers. I give a box of candy every year for Christmas.
All right.
Every year I give a box of candy.
Okay, your regular customer.
I used to be a candy salesman many years ago.
No
so
kidding.
I love to give candy to friends.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good idea, Leroy.
I got my exam.
Oh, yeah, c'est pour ça que tu as vivre longtemps et que tu es marié. Combien d'années à cette heure? 60?
58 years.
58?
Yeah.
All right, man.
59 years in June.
Uh-huh, le 8 de juin?
Yes, sir.
Comment tu crois, hein?
That's one mémoire.
Oh, bien oui.
Nice talking with you.
Same here, Leroy. Thanks for calling. All right, ils donnaient la boîte de candy pour merci à leurs clients. Et d'autres places autour de Christmas, ça donnait une flash de vin. pour à leurs customers. Tu connais, c'est là qu'il y avait un compte réglé. Ça passait le vin, une bouteille de vin pour un thank you Christmas gift.
What were some of the old brand names of wine that don't sound? One that I remember, I don't know if they still make it, was TNT.
TNT.
You remember TNT?
Yeah, right. Oh, yes. Ça venait du gros body. And then the old California brand wines was another same type of wine. Il y avait le white port, black port, et enfin, toutes sortes de flaveurs. Je pense que, mais c'est bon marché. Du coup, acheter une flasque de vin pour 50 sous, c'est qu'on a bien aidé. Ça se fait, c'était pas cher. OK.
Got some more callers, Jim.
All right, on va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Phyllis Frank.
Uh-huh.
You remember WD Store?
Oh, yeah, that was Mr. Dud Fontenot's store dans le temps.
Yes, it's that his son got it now.
Uh-huh, W.D. Fontenot. And,
and the
Cherokee Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
W.D., I don't know if you're listening to us, but W.D. and the Cherokee Playboy. Et, of course, la boutique est toujours la même location. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
And I'll call Jim.
Okay, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Jim, comment ça va?
All right, ça va bien.
Jim, Tim Roger.
Wait, Tim, go ahead.
Well, the TNT wines at the bottom of the sea, which I point will say.
Mm-hmm.
The standard, the great mark, you
know.
Uh-huh. They got out dans les gros tanks.
Ça venait dans les gros tanks, et là, c'est mis en bouteille.
Mis en bouteille, tout ça, label.
Yeah.
Dans des livrets, tout ça.
Et alors, moi, je t'apprends à dire 50 sous la bouteille, mais il y avait toutes sortes de... ça dépendait sur la grosseur, naturellement, un type.
What other brand names did y'all do for Church Point Wholesale back then, Jim?
TNT.
But I mean, did y'all have any other brand names of products, of groceries or food or anything else that Church Point Wholesale used to put out? Or TNT was the only thing?
The only thing that they used to do is bottles, to my knowledge.
No, but I mean, as far as bagging or having any other brand names?
Not.
Okay.
They didn't have your own canned goods or flowers or grain or anything like that, huh? Or canned goods?
Okay, he was...
The canned goods, you know, like the top brands are like Del Monte, Hunt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but y'all didn't have a local brand that Church Point Wholesale put out.
The crowd had a cannery in town, you know.
Uh-huh. There was a cannery in Church Point. And then also...
The cannery is Autocrat.
Autocrat. I remember Autocrat, yeah.
And then also in Church Point, there was a bottling company that put out some good soft drinks, huh?
That was Henley's.
Henley's bottling company, and they had the knee-high orange, if I remember right. And
Ayers.
Uh-huh.
Ayers?
Yeah, Ayers root beer. Ça, c'est les grosses bouteilles de root beer. Bon, c'était bon, oui, quand c'était glacé.
Ouais. I'm delivering all them stores. But of course, I delivered Mr. D. Roy, that's his problem.
Uh-huh. No kidding.
I know Mr. DeRoy.
How about that? There was a lot of stores out in the country, and you covered them all, huh? Well, I remember those coolers.
Dad had a store, too.
Oh, no kidding.
And he was, Mr. DeRoy was probably raised in a store. Uh-huh. He was his dad.
So it was natural to be in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, he's an old pro at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we sure do appreciate the comments on that.
Okay,
and of course, another advertiser we had from Church Point was the beverage company, the Vautier's.
Yeah, Schlitz.
That there was the Schlitz distributor, and we advertised for them for many, many years.
Yeah, I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that was Roy Horkin's son-in-law.
Right, that was in the same family as the Church Point Wholesale.
Oh, yeah, they're all in the same family.
Uh-huh, right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I'll call again.
Okay, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim,
uh-huh.
I just got my answer from Cecil. They've been in that building since 1954.
1954.
64.
64.
Yes,
all
sir.
All right. Well, sure do. Thank you. Okay.
All right. 363-2124.
All right.
Bon bouton.
Oui, ça fait plaisir. Ça fait 44 ans pour sûr, hein?
Mm-hmm.
Non, c'est 45. All right. Allons voir. On va prendre un break pour un message commercial. Et là, on va revenir avec d'autres. On voulait parler pour John Lawrence Incorporated. Et si tu t'apprêtes à considérer de peut-être avec le printemps le mettre en addition, une chambre spéciale, un sun porch, glass room, glass porch ou screen, ça fait pas de différence. Ils sont parés pour le faire pour vous quand vous après deal avec Jamard Incorporated. David Jamard et tout le crew. Tu peux les appeler 363-N205 ou venir voir pour vous-même leur display à 1068 Vocational Drive, 1068 Vocational Drive, Ville Platte. Ça, c'est dans le Wardwell Industrial Park. Et puis aussi, vous pouvez aller sur le web www.jamard.com. Et puis, il fait toutes sortes de choses pour remplacer votre châssis avec les châssis doublés et les portes et tout ça. Ça, c'est une spécialité avec eux autres. Vous essayez de mettre des couvertures dessus ton patio, ton carport, pour faire mettre des dalles, tu connais des storm seamless gutters et des choses comme ça. Écoute, ça, sont en business depuis en 1948, toujours un business de famille, et tu vas trouver un plaisir de faire business avec David Jamard et tout le crew du monde qui travaille dur pour bien vous satisfaire. 363-N205, 363-1205, on the web, www.jamard.com. OK.
Not
on va dire bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle, sir? Hardware. Hardware?
There's another store, Herman and Newt.
How's that?
Herman and Newt.
Herman and Herman and Newt. Oh, yeah, on Main Street.
Uh-huh.
Herman Fontenot and Miss Martha Newt.
There were some funny people. We came to go shop over there. There were some funny people over there.
Oh, very much so. And they had a wonderful clothing store.
Oh, yeah, so did.
Uh-huh.
Okay, though.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Now, where was that located? I've heard of it.
On Maine. It was like on the south side of Maine. And I'm trying to remember which block it was. But anyway, it was a
downtown
place. Yeah, a clothing store. Herman and Newt's. Mm-hmm. Ready to wear.
They advertise on KVPI.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And we've been fortunate, Mark, that we had the pleasure of advertising for so many of these businesses that were named, especially the ones that were in business from the time KVPI went on the air in 1953. Okay, on parlait pour... If you're on the line right now, just hold on. I'm going to talk about quality medical care and services, introducing natural pain relief, the Therabeads, arthritic mitt, natural pain relief, arthritis, natural pain relief, neck, natural back, and so forth. These are microwavable, moist heat, used by doctors, hospitals, clinics, and physical therapists. Such for anyhow, it is in stock, a stethoscope, blood pressure monitors, et biofreeze, et différentes choses comme ça. Ça se fait Quality Medical Care and Services. Et tout le temps paré pour vous assister. Tu peux les appeler n'importe quel temps. 363-8N0N. 363-8N0N. It's on 903 Takeover Road. That's right there between Browns and Chopin's Highland Park Shopping Center. With all of your supplies that you need, we recommend quality medical care and services. Et il y a plein de la place pour Park. Et je vais dire quoi, tu peux les appeler à numéro, on vous a donné 363-8N0N. Appel 7 jours par semaine, 24 heures par jour. Tout le temps, parlez pour vous servir en anglais ou en français.
Can I call Jim?
OK, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Mr. Jim.
Uh-huh.
This is Roseanne.
Yes, Roseanne.
There was a jewelry shop, too, on Main Street, like somewhere by Master's Kids at Mr. Vidrine.
Uh-huh, the Vidrine Jewelry Shop.
I remember that because Randall had bought my wedding set there.
Uh-huh.
And last one day we were at the club and he told one of his friends, he said, yeah, I used to have a cow and I had to sell my cow to buy her rings.
How about that, huh?
I said, boy, I said, I could choo-choo you.
Mr. Murphy Vidrine and Mr. Lee Vidrine.
Yeah, I remember that well because that's where I got my wedding band set, set for weddings, so.
One time they had repaired a watch I had, and I went to pick it up, and I said, well, how much do I owe you? They did, à peu près 50 sous, you know,
50 cents.
That's a few years back, you know.
Okay, you have a nice day.
Thank you, Roseanne.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, the phone lines are back open. If you've been wanting to get through, this is your chance because we have less than about, we have about 5 or 6 minutes left.
Allons parler pour Manual Hardware. Et je vais dire quoi? Ça ici, c'est la saison que le monde a fait travailler dans les cours, travailler dans les jardins, couper les herbes, différentes choses comme ça. Manual Hardware devrait être la place pour vous ramasser tous les matériaux que vous avez besoin pour travailler dans la cour, les outils à la main, les outils qui courent au gaz, les outils qui courent à l'électricité. Et puis c'est toujours le même monde qu'après courir ça il y a beaucoup des années. Kip Manual et tout son crew est prêt pour vous assister et vous fournir tous les matériaux que tu as besoin pour le forum, pour la cour, pour l'industrie, les places de business. Ils ont tous les morceaux que tu as besoin, les remplacements morceaux pour tes lawnmowers et aussi pour les autres, les affaires que tu as besoin pour travailler autour de la place et du hardware de toute qualité, plumbing et électrique, les affaires d'électricité aussi, tes plumbing, les tuyaux et ainsi de suite, les escaliers en concrete. Tu vas trouver leur fameuse ligne de peinture avec tous les matériaux pour peinturer avec et tout le temps, le voyant service du monde qui est content de vous donner des recommandations, des suggestions, répondre à votre question, faire tout ce qu'il peut pour vous assister dans tous les moyens. C'est Collapri Hardware Service, le Burn Store, et l'adresse est 1209 West Main, et le numéro de phone, 363-5528, ouvert lundi au vendredi, 7h à 5h, samedi matin, 7h à 12h, encore le numéro de phone, 363-5528 pour Manual Hardware.
All right, okay, the phone lines are back to open again. If you've been wanting to get through, donnez-nous anciens calls.
OK, on va faire ça. Et puis, s'il n'y a personne sur la ligne à sœur, soyez sûr que...
We need to do it.
Il est occupé à sœur. All right, et je vais dire quoi? On va parler pour Eastern Accent. Et là, on va parler pour... l'homme qui est tout le temps content, tout le temps de bonne humeur. Mais allons parler pour Eastern Accent, ils sont de bonne humeur là aussi, parce qu'il est content de vous servir. Quand vous avez besoin de faire service votre automobile, faire changer l'huile et graisser tout ça, n'oubliez pas, Oil Change Special tous les mercredis et les vendredis au Eastern Accent, au coin de East Main et South Chitanya, ici à la Ville Plante. Johnny Dupré, tout le crew, prêt pour vous servir. Et vous avez le choix, les pompes à gaz self-serve, où vous pouvez ramasser, avoir votre gasoline et votre diesel 24 heures par jour, 7 jours par semaine. Et là aussi, ils ont les full service pumps, où les attendants vont venir et pomper votre gasoline et check l'air dans les tires, et check dessous le hood et essuyer tes windshields et pour être sûr que les affaires sont bien solides pour vous. Ça se fait, ça c'est un des grands plaisirs qu'ils ont pour être capable de vous servir dans full service. Ça serait gardez sans idée, s'il vous plaît, et Oil Change Special Day pour 20,99 sur les mercredis et les vendredis. Le numéro de phone pour appeler, 363-NNNN, 363-NNNN, 363-1111 if you want to call before getting there. Le East End Exxon Service.
All right, on a à peu près 5 minutes qui restent, et si tu veux charrer avec nous autres, tu la tasse de café pour le mercredi matin.
All right, et puis on a eu un tas de réponses pour les vieilles places de business des années passées, tu connais, et les boutiques dans ces temps-là, avant que l'affaire des food stamps vienne populaire et des choses comme ça, là, il y avait un tas de boutiques de compagnie, et presque tous les 1000 ou 2, tu avais une boutique de compagnie, des grosses petites grosseries, et droit ici dans la ville plate, proche du sac bloc, il y avait des grosseries, tu connais, et puis... là, c'était loose, la marchandise, t'avais les gâteaux, les Jack's Cookies dans les gros cannes de plastique, de caoutchouc.
You know, I still have one of those.
You still have one of those? Boy, I tell you
when I used to do antique, it got too expensive, but Jim, years ago, I had gone to Washington, and one of those antique stores had one of those old Jack's Cookies that my dad had in the store years ago, uh-huh. And I paid a lot of money for it, but I still have it.
And you had that, you could have had it if you had thought about it.
Back then.
Your dad had
oh,
it
yes,
before.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. Mais il y avait un couvert et tu passais ton bras dans là. I can still picture that arm going, reaching down and grabbing a cookie or, and of course there was everything like coffee, beans was, you'd buy that loose in paper bags and whatever amount you wanted, you know, and then it roasted and grinded.
Do you remember they used to get, some of the stores would accept tokens?
Uh-huh.
And I came across, and I still have mine, it was a token for Hattacall. And you turn that Hattacall token in and you get like a discount. On one side it had a picture of the Hattacall.
Uh-huh.
bottle, and the other side it was a porté de
cousin
d'œil. Yeah, yeah, it's like 50 cents off a bottle of Haddock.
Right, 25 cents or 50 cents. Yeah, whatever. With that little token. Yeah, that was another one of the promos of Cousin Dudley J. LeBlanc.
He was a genius as far as promotions.
All right. Speaking of promotions, allons parler pour le Yo Happy Blake.
Yeah, Jim, I was just talking with Yo Happy Blake, and he est bien occupé, but he wanted me to share some things to you. Don't forget, he's still got those very popular Pascal Fuselier books. If you enjoy Cajun culture, if you enjoy the things of long ago that you hear in La Tasse de Café, you got to pick up your copy of The Crow's Nest, all those great newspaper columns written years ago by Pascal Fuselier, available exclusively at Blake's Pharmacies, and of course those very famous Just Right potato bags. You got to go by and get your Just Right potato bags, that where you can prepare those potatoes right there in your microwave, and also exclusively at Blake's Pharmacies. And those new pouches that you can carry a flat iron and curling iron around, they're made right here in Ville Platte, and exclusively these flat iron and curling iron pouches are available right there at Blake's Pharmacies. And we're still in the cold and flu season. If you got the sniffles and you've been coughing up a storm, your doctor gives you a prescription, bring it with full confidence to Mr. Yo Happy Blake and all the registered pharmacists at both locations of Blake's Pharmacies on MacArthur and South Titania, ici de la Ville Platte.
Et avant de fermer, on devrait parler pour le café dans le Pâtier Jaune.
For those who never have the chance.
32 years old, and I've never experienced your joie.
For those who've never forgotten.
Pure joie? It's been so long.
Great news. Mellotoy Pure Coffee is back. For over 40 years, it put the joie in the tea of more Louisianians than any other coffee. My parents, they had Pure Joie every morning. Why settle for just a cup of coffee when you can experience Pure Joie? Mellow Joy Coffee.
Vous donner l'expérience de la joie pure dans chaque tasse, du plaisir dans chaque tasse de café quand tu uses le café Mellow Joy, le vrai café du sud de la Louisiane qui est valable dans les paquets jaunes, et of course le Mellow Joy dans les paquets jaunes, meilleur café dans tout le monde. Soyez sûr de ramasser un paquet de café Mellow Joy cette semaine, et ça c'est tout le temps qu'on a pour le programme. La tasse de café du mercredi matin, vendredi, Charlie Manuel va être avec Marc pour une autre session de la tasse de café. Aujourd'hui, présenté à vous avec les compliments de Gervis O'Connor à Paul's Fish Shop, Easton Exxon, Quality Medical Care and Services, Origo's Food Lane, Joe Morris Incorporated, Manual Hardware, Blake's Pharmacies, Laverne's Insurance Agency, Lloyd's Record Shop, Mellow Joy Coffee, Fontenot Physical Therapy, and Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Et jusqu'à la prochaine fois, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse tous les États-Unis, et allons pas oublier de prier, mes amis, prier tous les jours, sincèrement, pour le futur de nos États-Unis.
Et après écouter la station radio KVPI, AM FM La Ville Platte, c'est 9h et restez tunes pour la musique.
KVPI.